You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project. And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments. From sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more, Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, we have once again a special guest from the Chorus of Westerly. Ryan Saunders is here. Welcome back, Ryan.
Thank you, Mike. It's a pleasure to be back.
Ryan is the executive director of the Chorus of Westerly, one of the most interesting community groups in maybe the United States, I think.
I like interesting. That's a good way to describe it.
Well, it's large. It's unique, and we'll cover some of those aspects. But you've also had the opportunity to be on the show several times in the past, and I think perhaps the Chorus of Westerly has probably been here 10 or 12 times over the 4 years of Conducting Conversations.
Well, that's good to know. I think this is my third or fourth time. It was about a year ago I had just started on the job that I think I first appeared, and so I'm very glad that you let me back once again.
Well, that's great. And we found out that we've talked frequently on Conducting Conversations about the Boston University connection, and we found out we have another candidate.
That's right. I'm a graduate of Boston University. I have a master's degree from the Arts Administration program up there, which set me up for working at the Chorus, so small world after all.
And to refresh everyone's memory, if they don't remember you from the last show, you've been involved with the Chorus as a singer for a long time.
Yeah, absolutely. I joined the Chorus when I was just before my 8th birthday, and I sang with the Chorus all the way through graduation from high school when I was 18. That was back in 1996. And then with a little sabbatical to get my college degrees and work up at Tufts University for a while, I came back last year to work with them again. So
now, when you were 8 or 10 years old, did you ever think that you would be in this position?
Not at all.
Not a clue.
No, not a clue. I did an interview recently with the Westerly Sun, a local paper, and they asked me, you know, what did you want to be when you were a kid growing up? And truthfully, I wanted to be the conductor of the Chorus of Westerly, so I wasn't trying to knock George off or anything like that, or a first baseman for the Yankees. So the conducting career and the baseball career pretty much ended about the same time, I think, you know, maybe 13 or 14. Wow. But this is the next best thing to all of it. So I couldn't imagine it, though.
I can't imagine you're going to get too far as first baseman, but, you know.
No. That career ended on a tragic day at the Pawcatuck Little League. So.
Okay. And the George we're referring to is George Kent, who has been the conductor of the Chorus for how many years now?
This is the 52nd year he's been conductor. He founded the Chorus in 1959 when he was 21 years old.
52nd year.
52nd
Amazing.
Year.
And the Chorus of Westerly, as I said, it's a unique group. It's the only chorus that I'm aware of that allows just about everyone to participate, and that everyone means everyone, right?
That means everyone. I mean, there is auditions. I mean, you have to pass the audition to get in, but it's the only chorus in the country currently where children sing alongside adults for the entire concert season. So when we're doing the Verdi Requiem or Messiah or any of these huge pieces, mm-hmm. it's not just all adult singers, it's adults and kids. And that's every concert, regardless of work or difficulty. And that's what makes us unique. And that's what's very special about this chorus is that you can have entire families singing in there. You know, we have one family where the grandparents sing, you know, their children sing, and their children sing all together. You know, we've had at times in the chorus four generations. So it's amazing. You know, our oldest members are in their 80s and our youngest members are 8. So you look around and it's a sea of humanity up there on those mm-hmm. risers. Mm-hmm. So
just wonderful. Like at Disney World when they say, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls,
yes.
They're all included.
They're all included. That's all right. That's right.
All right. Well, we're here to talk about the exciting new season of Chorus of Westerly, which is going to be starting on Sunday, November 21st. It's your first big event, right?
That's correct.
Tell us about that.
Well, we're going to be pulling out one of the war horses of Western music, and we're going to be doing excerpts from Messiah. And I know Messiah is done very often in the fall and by many choruses and orchestras, but the Chorus of Westerly, we don't do it all the time. We do it about every 10 years. And the reason we do it about every 10 years, or at least excerpts from every 10 years, is that it's about the chorus kids, really, because in a cycle of a chorus kid's life, if you join at 8 and you leave when you're 18, it's a 10-year period. So we try to make sure they're exposed to this great work and have a chance to sing it, along with the Verdi Requiem, the Dvorak Stabat Mater, and the Brahms Requiem. These are things we roll in. Mm-hmm. So this is the first time we've done it in about 10 years, and we're very excited to be doing selections from all three parts, not just from the first part of the movement, some from parts 1, 2, and 3.
All right. We'll let you explain that a little bit more, but let's get to the first piece of music you have for us.
Sure. Well, we're gonna start right off with Messiah, with Handel, and we're gonna do And the Glory of the Lord. And this is a performance, an exceptional performance by the 16, which is conducted by Harry Christophers, who, if you want to also hear this, if you're in Boston ever, the Harry Christophers conducts the Handel and Haydn Society in Boston, and they do Messiah every year and the first weekend in December, an exceptional period orchestra up there. But we don't have a chorus recording. Recording of it that's good enough for air quality right now. So we're going to be listening to And the Glory of the Lord from the first part of Messiah, conducted by Harry Christophers.
We have the opportunity for another quick piece of music to fit in here, part of the Messiah. Tell us about this one.
Yeah, we're going to kind of roll forward to the next choral movement, and forgive me for sticking with choral movements, but we're the chorus of Westerly, and we're going to hear And He Shall Purify the Sons of Levi, one of my very favorite movements in all of Messiah.
Here we go.
Purify and he shall purify the sons.
We are listening to beautiful music, and we are talking to the Chorus of Westerly, Ryan Saunders, Executive Director. And Ryan, we've said that the concert is going to be Sunday, November 21st, and there are actually two concerts, right?
That's right. We're not doing the full work. If we did the full work, it'd be 2.5 hours long, roughly, but we're going to do about 75 to 80 minutes worth of it.
This is the comfortable concert.
The comfortable concert, but we're going to give you a nice full story. It'll be a good experience, mm-hmm. I promise.
Great.
There's one at 4 o'clock, and there's one at 6 o'clock on the 21st, and it'll feature a full orchestra, and we're doing the original Handel version. This is not the Mozart version, for those of you who know what I'm talking about up there.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a professional quartet of soloists, Megan Basley, who is our soprano, Freda Herses, our mezzo-soprano, Brian Register, our tenor, and Kevin Shorts, our bass. So we have a really exceptional group of performers for this.
And this is with the Boston Festival Orchestra.
That's right.
So there's not only, how many people in the chorus?
There are 198 people in the chorus presently.
And then four soloists, so they're up to 202,
and
then
right.
a whole
and
orchestra.
That's right, and then there's only got about 25, I think, in the orchestra for this.
So you're talking about a cast of about 230 people.
About
almost.
That for this concert, yeah,
amazing.
Absolutely.
And that's all held at the George Kent Performance Hall.
That's right. The George Kent Performance Hall is in Westerly on 119 High Street. It's in downtown, not too far from the train station. If you want to take the train down, if you're coming from further points away.
Ryan will pick you up.
Maybe. Someone named Ryan might pick you up. Might not be me, but...
And if you're interested in getting information by telephone, you can call the chorus number at 401-596-8663. Or they can go to your website, right?
That's right. Then go to our website, which is very simple. It's www.chorusofwesterly.org. Chorus of Westerly, all one word. And if you want to remember our phone number, it's 401-596-TONE, T-O-N-E. That's what 8663 translates to.
Wow, tone.
Yeah, tone.
I like that. All right. Well, let's get back to the Messiah and finish up with this piece of music that you're going to tell us about now.
Sure. We're going to stay in the Annunciation period, and we're going to listen to... the For Unto Us a Child is Born movement, which many of you probably know very well if you've sung Messiah or heard it at many performances of this work during the Advent and Christmas seasons.
All right, we'll listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more of Conducting Conversations.
Thank you. The people at Robert's Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Robert's Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Robert's Musical Instruments.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations, where we're having a very pleasant evening listening to music provided to us by the Chorus of Westerly. Ryan Saunders is with us once again, the executive director, and talking about their new season, which we've been discussing November 21st as the big date for the Messiah. And then there's going to be a Christmas Pops concert in December. That's on the 19th, right?
On the 19th. We'll do three shows in one day, 4, 6, and 8. So
Three shows in one day, 4, 6, and 8 o'clock. So something for everyone. And then we go to January, and then we go to May, and then we go to June. And we're kind of skipping around a little bit, but what do you want to talk about next?
Well, we're going to jump to May, actually.
All right.
To give you a little sneak preview of this really exceptional concert we're going to have. We're going to be doing two 20th century works by two British Isle composers, Songs of Farewell by Frederick Delius, and Songs of the Fleet by Charles Villiers Stanford. These are two works that you don't hear that often in the United States, but they are exceptional, and they feature enormous orchestras, over 50 pieces in the orchestra. So now we're getting into larger forces. But they are great depictions of poetry and of art song. Songs of the Farewell is set to text from Leaves of Grass by Walt Whitman. Songs of the Fleet is really... You know, it gives you, I can't remember the, Henry Newbolt, I think, is the poet, Sir Henry Newbolt, and his poetry about sort of the naval sailing traditions of Britain back in the 18th and 19th, all the way to the early 20th century. So it's very, very beautiful and depictive texts of the seas and of land and things like that. So this concert, this piece, Songs of the Fleet, which is the second work we're going to be performing this concert, the Chorus of Westerly premiered, did the U.S. premiere of it in 1984. It had been around for 60 years prior to that, but was never done in the U.S. Hmm. And subsequently, Songs of the Fleet has been done far often in the U.S.
Right.
But the chorus during the 80s and 90s in particular, George, who had trained at King's College in Cambridge, England, really made an effort to bring in some of the lost or forgotten about British choral works of the 19th and early 20th century. So Songs of the Fleet is one of them. We just had a choir camp week where all of our kids from the chorus go to New Hampshire for a week to learn the season's music. And we don't traditionally bring out the May pieces at choir camp because it's a little further away. We worked mostly in Messiah, but we brought out Songs of the Fleet. And if you could ever see a bunch of 50, 60 kids grinning as they're singing the whole sign, I mean, someone said they're sea shanties with orchestra. Well, they're a little bit more than that, but they're really kind of powerful, and they kind of make you feel like you're on the docks or even on these big cruisers going out to fight with the British Navy. Stanford was just a really prolific composer, and what people don't really know about him, they know some of his pupils a lot better, Gustav Holst and Ralph Vaughan Williams. But he just was an amazing guy, and we're really thrilled to put on this concert. And we have an amazing baritone coming to sing with us named William Sharp out of the Peabody Conservatory down in Maryland. So it should be a great, great performance.
All right. We'll listen to Sailing at Dawn right now and then be back with more.
Before the day now, one by one the great ships are stirring from their sleep. Cables all are rumbling, anchors all away now. Now the fleet's afeet again, gliding towards the deep.
Oh, please, please, and now the boat.
Songs of the Fleet, and we're kind of in the middle of a segment, so we'll let you continue with the next couple pieces.
Sure. Well, we just sailed at dawn, so we basically just went out to sea, and the second movement is the Song of the Sou'wester, which is about a great hurricane that approaches the vessels as they get out to sea, and you can imagine the men running back and forth on the deck, getting the boat ready to address the storm even before the enemy. But this is the enemy most of might, the Sou'wester hurricane coming
at
them.
All right. And we're also going to tie in right after that to the
Little
Admiral.
That's right, the Little Admiral. So that's sort of self-explanatory. So if you can just imagine sort of a little British admiral patrolling the decks of his ship, getting ready to send them into battle against whoever the British were fighting in that particular war, that's what the Little Admiral is.
All right, here we go. Song of the Sou'wester and the Little Admiral.
The sun was lost in a leaden sky, and the shore lay under a lee, when a grey sou'wester hurricane high came rollicking up the sea. He played with the fleet as a boy with boats, till out for the town we ran, and he laughed with the roar of a thousand throats at the militant ways of man. Were down below chasing the axe they love, while the table curtsied long and slow, and the lamps were giddy above. The lesson was all of a ship and a shot, and some of it may have been true, but the word they heard and never forgot was the word of the wind that blew. He's a captain soon, with luck he may hear one day his own big guns are humming the tune for us in Trafalgar's Bay. But wherever he goes, with friends or foes, and whatever may there befall, he'll hear forever a voice he knows, forever defying them all.
Battleships, 10, 20, 30, there they go. Brag about your cruisers like leviathans, 1,000 men apiece down below. But here's just one little admiral, we're all of us his brothers and his sons, and he's worth, oh, he's worth at the very least, stand all your tons and all your guns.
Stand by to reckon up your battleships, 10, 20, 30, there they go.
The forebridge signalling, a score of men are hauling hand to hand, and the whole fleet flying like the wild geese pulled by some mysterious command. Where's the mighty will that shows the way to them?
the mind that sees ahead so quick and clear. He's there, sir, walking all alone there, the little man whose voice you never hear.
Stand by to reckon up your battleships. 10, 20, 30 there they go. Like a bunch of horses, like a violence. 1,000 men of minis down below.
There are queer things that only come to sailormen. They're true, but they're never understood. And I know one thing about the Admiral that I can't tell rightly as I should. I've been with him when hope sank under us. He hardly seemed a mortal like the rest. I could swear that he had stars upon his uniform and one sleeve pinned across his breast. Someday we're bound to sight the enemy. He's coming, though he hasn't yet a name. Until to hear a gun to gun, he'll challenge us to meet him at the great Armageddon. None knows what may be the end of it, but we'll all give our bodies and our souls to see the little admiral playing him. A robber of the old long.
I'm ready to sweep the poop deck or raise the mizzen mast.
It's getting close.
It's getting close. Now, this is one more piece of music in this segment that we're going to have from this same...
The same performance. Same, yeah, we're going to go... This is the other work on there. This is the Frederick Delius... This is one of the movements for the Frederick Delius piece, Songs of Farewell. This is an outstandingly gorgeous piece of music set to these Walt Whitman texts. And Delius is an amazing guy. He was born in Bradford, England, which is the home of our operations manager, Lee, who I hope is listening to the show.
Hello, Lee.
Hello, Lee. And so he was from Bradford, England, but he spent a lot of his life in France. And at the very end of his life, Delius became paralyzed and blind. So he actually dictated Songs of the Fleet to a compadre of his, if you will. So if you could imagine being unable to write and unable to see, but telling somebody how you want this text set and what you want to do with it, being dictated across the room. Songs of Farewell isn't heard as much as some of his other works, but it doesn't mean it's any less. In fact, I'm just beginning to appreciate the sort of magic behind this piece and Delius's really talent for setting out words and creating pictures with his music. So this is the one of the movements inside of it called Passage to You, which is also in a neat little twist, has that sort of naval voyage theme to it.
All right, and we're talking about a performance. It's going to be next May 22nd.
May 22nd.
So mark it on your calendar. And you have a baritone as a guest soloist?
Yep, William Sharp. If you haven't heard this guy as a baritone, he's based in the Mid-Atlantic, but we are really thrilled. And he, when we did this performance last in 1984, particularly when we premiered Songs of the Fleet, that's what the baritone is for. Bill Sharp came up and actually sang with us in 1984 before his career sort of took off. So we're pleased to be presenting this concert again.
All right, here we go. Songs of Farewell, Passage to You.
Thank you.
The people at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. We're having a great evening listening to great music provided by Chorus of Westerly. And Ryan Saunders is here. He is the executive director, talking about their upcoming season. We've talked about The Messiah, which is going to be on Sunday, November 21st, both a 4 o'clock and 6 o'clock performance. And then we skipped to the spring, talked about May 22nd. And now we're coming back to a little bit more current, if you will, with
time.
The Christmas Pops concert, which is going to be Sunday, December 19th, 4, 6, and 8 o'clock.
4, 6, and 8 o'clock. That's a lot of music in one day. This is a great show, particularly great for the families. This is all sorts of Christmas and holiday music that you know and love, everything from traditional carols and hymns to a few new modern stuff, more modern things, I guess. I wouldn't say modern stuff, but stuff that was written more recently. Sleigh Ride, White Christmas, mm-hmm. Oh Come All Ye Faithful, things like that. It's got a great band or orchestra, as George Kent likes to call them. And, we decorate the George Kent Performance Hall with all sorts of festive decorations, and sometimes Santa Claus shows up, things like that. It's a real fun kind of loose concert. It's a great concert for kids, particularly if they've never been to anything, with a symphonic orchestra and chorus.
It's a great opportunity if you've never been to the George Kent Performance Hall. This is a great opportunity. Get down there, see what it's like. It's located right down in Westerly.
It's right down in Westerly. You can make a day out of it. I mean, there's a lot of downtown Westerly has some amazing restaurants. Up and down High Street in particular these days, and Main Street, they're just popping up every day, mm-hmm. all sorts of different cuisines. So lots of folks come from all over the state, both Connecticut and Rhode Island. They'll make a day of it. They'll go see a show at 4, maybe have dinner after, or go have dinner first, and then go to 6 or 8.
So it is okay if you live in Connecticut to come across the river.
You could actually come from Massachusetts. It's amazing. I actually live in North Attleboro, so I do the whole trip. Yeah, I do several states in a day. It's hard to put. My passport has to get stamped when I leave Pawtucket, but
All right, let's get to the music. We're going to go back to the music of The Messiah, though, right?
We're going to go. We're going to revert back to Messiah, and we're going to just jump in two movements back to back. But one is basically the recitative, and suddenly there was with an angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, and then we're going to jump into Glory to God in the Highest. So, buckle up.
Good.
Ryan, we've been talking a lot about the music and the upcoming performances, but people are able to buy tickets online or by the phone number, but tell us about that.
Sure. Well, we have all sorts of tickets available on sale. We have subscription tickets. You can buy it for our full season, which includes all four of our regular concerts that are in the hall. That's Messiah, Christmas Pops, Twelfth Night, and then the Songs of Farewell and the Fleet in May. Our Summer Pops concert at Wilcox Park is, of course, free. But we have subscriptions for three. You can pick three of them if you want to pick two of them. We have all sorts of things available that save you a little bit of money. But also, we have individual tickets on sale for every performance that we're doing all year long, both by calling 401-596-8663 or Tone or chorusofwesterly.org. And you can buy the website, you can buy them 24 hours a day. For the chorus, we're open 9 to 5 p.m. on weekdays.
And there's lots of different prices for different...
Sure.
As far as student prices or things
like
that?
Yeah, we have student prices for every event that we have. We have an exceptional under 30 pass where for $40, anyone under 30 can come to every event of the entire season for $40. Under the age of 30.
I don't think I've ever heard that before.
Well, we're trying to give this opportunity to a lot of folks last year who are under 30 because we want to make sure they're exposed to this music and turn them into music listeners and lovers for the rest of their lives.
Excellent. What a great idea. So take advantage of that and catch these wonderful shows. We should touch upon the fact that you mentioned a celebration of the 12th night is coming up.
Yeah, that's coming up in January, which will get here faster than probably any of us will believe. But that is a great performance. We've been doing it now for almost 30 years, and you know, it's an originally written stage play with music, and we have a cast of almost 300 singers, actors, dancers, jesters, you know, brass, percussion. It's quite a spectacle, and if you've never been to it before, I suggest you give it a try. It's held after the new year, after the holiday season. It's just that weekend right after, and there's not much going on then.
January 7th and 8th
and
9th. Yeah. All right, so that whole weekend.
Seven shows in 3 days.
Now, if they've been to the 12th night before at a chorus of Westerly, they won't necessarily see the same thing.
No. The play is original every single year.
That's what I wanted to point out. It's always new and exciting, so there's an opportunity to do that. All right, we'll get back to the music for some more in this segment. We'll return to the Messiah and tell us about this piece.
Sure. We're going to hear a particularly wonderful movement for a baritone bass soloist and trumpet. It's a trumpet aria, an air, if you will. It's called The Trumpet Shall Sound. And you know that you're listening to one of the more original Handel scores if you hear a trumpet in The Trumpet Shall Sound and not a French horn. Because when Mozart famously rescored this and added horns and woodwinds and things like that in the trumpet shall sound.
There you go.
He replaced the trumpet with a French horn. So, but we got a trumpet in here. But we have a great bass soloist coming, Kevin Short, who last sang with us in the springtime, and he will be the featured vocalist in this. So we're going to hear a portion of The Trumpet Shall Sound.
Right. It's a little bit lengthy, so we'll just listen to a portion of this right now.
Thank you.
as I say, time flies when you're having fun. It's been great to have you here, Ryan. Well,
thank you, Mike. I appreciate it.
It looks like a wonderful season coming up with boundless possibilities.
Boundless possibilities.
All right. And we have one more piece of music to listen to before you go. Tell us about that.
I hope not to disappoint you. It's not the Hallelujah Chorus, though we'll do that on the performance. No, we're going to just go into the Amen Chorus, which is the very end of the entire work, at the end of Part 3, and one of Handel's most exceptional pieces of music that he's ever written.
All right, and we'll listen just the very end of that, and then see you next week on Conducting Conversations. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.